Welcome to Federal Insights. Digital transformation depends on infrastructure modernization, sponsored by Swish Data and Riverbed Technologies.
Call it digital modernization. Call it information technology transformation. Federal agencies are updating their infrastructures. They've got plenty of motivation. True, there's a big policy push behind modernization, but the real goal is to better support improved operational efficiency, user productivity, and digital services deployed to the public. To learn more about the technologies available to support digital transformation and how to get them, I spoke with the Acting Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Category Management at the General Services Administration, Alan Hill. Let's start with what the challenges you see agencies facing when it comes to digital modernization.
It's a balancing act for agencies. Agencies have to trade off what they have to do to modernize because of limited budgets while they manage their cost of their operational mission. We see in small and medium agencies implement some real current time technology capabilities. For example, SBA is moving from MPLS to SD-WAN, Software Defined Wide Area Network. Large agencies are not that simple. Their organizations are much more difficult because they have infrastructures and applications that are diverse and complex. I know from the outside, it's easy for people to say, why aren't agencies moving faster? I've lived that operational side. It's easier said than done. At my previous agency, the journey to modernizing the infrastructure was a multi-year journey. When I left, there was still more to do. That was a medium agency. We cannot sacrifice mission capabilities that support the public.
I guess because of the generations of technology for networking, it takes a long time for the original stuff to really go away. I mean, at one time people had IBM systems network architecture networks, and then there was the era of X25 and so forth, and now we're in a pretty much IP era. But it sounds like you're saying there's still a lot of the older technologies that function okay, layered underneath what they're trying to do now, but it's expensive to maintain the old stuff, and you also have to have money to bring in the new stuff.
Absolutely. So a sense of what the networks look like now in comparison where they need to be. At my previous agency, as the director of IT services, we didn't start out with the cloud. We started out modernizing the network first. There's a reason why. Building out the network enables the ability to have a responsive cloud capabilities and open the possibilities for new ones. If you take in context what is expected to happen with 5G, it will enable things like machine-to-machine interaction in the Internet of Things, IoT, virtual reality, augmented reality, and even edge computing. All 5G is bandwidth, far more bandwidth than what 5G delivers. Unfortunately, networks are usually the last thing an agency will invest in. I was reading a 2018 survey reports about what CIOs are focusing on modernizing. In that 2018 survey, 4% of the respondents said their network. I know my previous agency, when I walked in the door, the majority of the network had end-of-life hardware. That took 2 years planning, engineering, and replacing all the outdated infrastructure. Talking to some of the large agencies and services, they still have work to do in getting those outdated technologies out of their infrastructure. Also, you can't use yesterday's network architect. You really have to do a complete redesign of your network based on software-defined networking. It's going to take some time for the large agencies to move to that model.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned the other agency had outdated hardware. I guess you could upgrade the hardware to that which is currently supported, but that really wouldn't necessarily change your architecture or the basic networking technology, correct?
That's correct. Absolutely. The technology to support traditional routing, traditional networks are not what we need. Eventually, we need to move from a more virtualized network function virtualization. And an example for an ideal future state, eventually to move to intent-based networking that is built on a zero trust architect. In simple terms, it's a smart, secure network that monitors and adjusts to the business demands. Federal networks need to become agile and smart so information can move on demand without the human element having to make it happen.
Well, talk about the particular network protocols and systems that whatever the hardware might be underneath it. You know, I made the example of the old-fashioned X25 that used to be there. I think it was on some earlier GSA government-wide acquisition contracts. I don't think anyone's adopting it anymore. But is everything we're talking about simply IP, Internet Protocol?
You're still leveraging the IP, but for example, some of the outdated technology that we still have in the federal network is TDM. Those type of, and we're using analog, for example, those type of technologies are still out there because of some of our older systems that still exist throughout the federal government. And that's part of the balancing act agencies have to deal with, is how did they take out some of that older technology that is not IP based that needs to be changed out in order to move. And so, you have an agency that has some form of monitoring tool for a building or something like that, that is analog base. To move that out of that technology takes a lot of time and planning to do that, and those investments to be able to change those technologies out.
Because I imagine that different applications that might be running are or were developed with a certain networking scheme in place originally, and it's not so easy to maybe move the applications to a new network architecture or new network technology. And then maybe the endpoints that people use are not optimized for what might be new. So it sounds like a chain of events you have to really look at end to end here.
Absolutely. And kind of to give an example, we talk about 5G, for example, and the capabilities. But how many of those devices that are out there that are really 5G, that can really leverage the 5G technology? And so what can you do use now in comparison to what you can do more future state? You still have to build out and kind of give a scenario. If you look at the computers of how they changed throughout the years, the CPU, it was a 16-bit, it went to 32-bit, it went to 64-bit. The applications that could leverage the technology was behind the technology of the chip itself.
Alan Hill is Acting Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Category Management at the General Services Administration. We'll continue with the interview after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Your network is the backbone of your agency, and during this pandemic, network capacity, speed, and security are more important than ever. Consider what IDC describes as the most significant advancement in the networking industry, software-defined WAN. Riverbed and Swish have teamed together to bring you SteelConnect EX, a centralized policy-based platform for dynamically managing application traffic across links and delivering the agility and cost-effectiveness your agency needs. Agility, performance, and security. Visit us at riverbed.com.
Welcome back to our interview with Alan Hill, Acting Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Category Management at the General Services Administration. Our topic, digital modernization. All right, so then when you think about this, suppose imagine yourself going to a new agency and you want to move to the software-defined network. What's the procedure? How do you begin this whole process of planning? I mean, how do you make a timeline for what you want to do?
Really, you have to build out what your portfolio consists of and what are the applications and where they traverse how the data traverses the network. So what still is based on legacy technology and the applications, and what can be moved out to the cloud. Again, you having that understanding of how your data flows will help drive your decisions of what you do for a more modernized capability versus something that you still need in legacy type architect. So agencies will have to build a network that is hybrid in nature that can support the modern while also supporting the old. I know when I was at my previous agency, it took a lot of time planning that out to make sure that we didn't break the network in building the capabilities, but also understanding the diversity of the applications and how they traverse and stuff in order to move to that model without breaking old capabilities, but also being able to move to the new capabilities.
And you also mentioned 5G, which, as I understand it, is a wireless technology. How does that figure into the physical networks that are land-based or wire-based?
So this goes to where we continue to make infrastructure investments that are wired-based. 5G will allow us to have access to higher bandwidth capabilities that we don't need to make those kind of investments anymore. We're still going to need wired-based infrastructure, but in terms of the end-user capabilities of moving completely in a mobile environment and getting those kind of bandwidths that allow you to do that, 5G along with Wi-Fi 6.0 and those type of technologies will help help agencies to be able to move to a more wireless environment without having to make infrastructure investments into cables that you used to plug your computer into.
So in other words, you envision wireless operating within a building as well as for people that are mobile in the field and wherever else they might be.
Absolutely. Yeah. To be able to, in fact, myself, when I go into the GSA building, I don't plug into the network anymore. I uses GSA's Wi-Fi network to do all my computing. I can print, I can do everything I need to without being plugged in. And that's a lot more advantageous, and it also helps in terms of GSA not to have to make major investments into cable infrastructure. So, for example, today's cable infrastructure is probably Cat 5E cable. To move to Cat 6A or higher type cables that provide 1 gig speed, that's a major investment because not only do you pull the cables out, but you have to change out the infrastructure that the conduit and things like that the cables ride in. That's a lot of investment. Why do that if you have the capabilities of 5G and Wi-Fi 6.0 that provides you those kind of speeds that the wired cable can do?
Yes, because just a few years ago, agencies were worried about how to install all of these access points for Wi-Fi, which were themselves connected by wires up in the ceiling, and you also had to get power to them. It sounds like a lot of that infrastructure can be simplified, too, as we move forward.
Absolutely. And of course, you're still going to need wired cables, but you may have like things like printers and fax machines all wired up, even though printers today can be wireless and fax machines. But you would typically have those type of things for the switches and routers that are connected together for that connectivity for the access points to be connected. But the thing is that you're able to have computers connect to those or devices connect to those wireless access points without being tethered to a cable. And you don't have to maintain those costs. You know, for example, when you go into a building, you think about, okay, I need to put furniture up, and you have to pay for that cost for that the installer for that furniture to connect the cables and put it in. You eliminate those costs by moving to a wireless infrastructure.
And I guess in some sense, and you can tell me if this is accurate, that would support the idea of having software-defined networks because it would be easier to replicate them from location to location so that the user experience and so forth and the maintenance and whatever else is similar from place to place, whereas wiring can be all over the map from installation to installation.
Yeah, so software-defined wide area network provides the virtualization of that network, so it becomes more agile. Where you move your bandwidth, where you move, you're able to stand up networks without having to be tethered to traditional capabilities of where I have to put a device in order for it to connect and things like that. So it really provides that enablement of virtualization, similar to where wireless, you're not worried about trying to find a connection and things like that. You can stand up networks instantly, vice the traditional 4 months, 6 months that it takes to do a network.
And when it comes to connecting to the commercial clouds, they must have their certain requirements for how to get the data and whatever else you're getting up to the cloud, to the cloud. And how does this all support the idea of cloud access?
So the cloud is built on software-defined networking. Same thing, SD-WAN is based on software-defined wide area network. It's software-defined networking. It allows you to have a much more intelligent virtualized capability the way that the cloud technology is built. When you scale up in a cloud, you don't worry about the infrastructure in the old traditional sense. You know, I need more servers to be plugged in. That scaling up and scaling down is automated because of the virtualization. You want the network to become more like that, to where it's virtualized, that we can scale up and scale down based on the demands, the business demands that you have out there within the cloud. And also at your branch offices, where the people are working, you need to be able to scale up and scale down to the demands of those locations too, to match what is needed for the cloud compute.
Alan Hill is Acting Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Category Management at the General Services Administration. We'll continue with the third and final segment after this short break. I'm Tom Temin.
Your network is the backbone of your agency, and during this pandemic, network capacity, speed, and security are more important than ever. Consider what IDC describes as the most significant advancement in the networking industry, software-defined WAN. Riverbed and Swish have teamed together to bring you SteelConnect EX, a centralized policy-based platform for dynamically managing application traffic across links and delivering the agility and cost-effectiveness your agency needs. Agility, performance, and security. Visit us at riverbed.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of our interview with Alan Hill, Acting Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Category Management at the General Services Administration. Our topic, digital modernization. And what about the cybersecurity aspects of all of this? How does that improve? How does it change? And how do you manage all of the cyber parts as you move to software-defined networking?
Very great question. Cybersecurity needs to be part of the network. It shouldn't be a bolt-on after effect. So with SD-WAN, you provide much more security than the traditional network is built on. It allows you to move from IPv4 to IPv6, to where you can do micro segmentation to be able to privatize certain parts of the network and be able to have where you can leverage infrastructures that are needed for multiple purposes. Using the same infrastructure, bytes have independent infrastructures. For example, you're building security systems may be right in a different piece of infrastructure than what is being used for your network or your data flow or your voice and things like that. It allows the conversion of those capabilities at the same time, having them segmented out and secure. And so it allows you to build, move from the traditional way of security where it's stovepipe to where now you're able to get security out to the endpoints and build a more zero trust type capability in your network so that you only allow devices that are on the network that are authorized.
Got it. And I guess when you are software defined, it's easier to change those conditions and protocols and permissions because you don't have to wire or unwire, or you can just simply program something or click a box, correct?
That's right, yeah. So the traditional way of doing things, you go in and maybe from ports and protocols, you put in ACLs and things like that that control access list, access control, and those things become more automated and where it's not based on traditional way of networking. It's built on policy-based networking, which software-defined networking provides that capability to do that.
And let's talk about the EIS, Enterprise Infrastructure Solutions, government-wide acquisition contract. What are some of the services and how does EIS support all of this, moving to SD-WAN and modernized infrastructures?
Absolutely. So one of the things we've been focused on building that EIS portfolio that enables agents to build a smart network. Part of the master level contract is software defined wide area network, SD-WAN, that is built at the master level. This provides agencies the foundation to support future capabilities such as intent based networking. With SD-WAN at the master level contractor, we are also working on out the requirements that allows agencies to incorporate zero trust and intent based capabilities now. Not only will these capabilities improve cloud access, but they will allow agencies to leverage both wired and wireless technologies to support their agency's mission. But they also provide future enablement of things like machine-to-machine interaction of Internet of Things, virtual reality, augmented reality, and edge computing.
And for those agencies considering EIS, what should a good solicitation look like? What does an award process look like? What should they build into that whole process?
I think here it's important to think about your future state of where you need to be in terms of these type of capabilities, and not necessarily be prescriptive and detailed as saying, I want exactly this. Allow the industry, allow the vendors to come back and propose that pathway to move to those technologies. Because each agencies are in different stages, those vendors need to take and learn that stage of what you're in as an agency and find that best path forward to move to that modern infrastructure. They have the capabilities to implement it, but based on where you are as an agency, they are in the best suited to find out where they can make changes now versus things that may take more longer time and investments, as I had to do at my previous agency.
Sure. And what is the status of EIS now and versus the legacy contracts? How's that all working, and when will this all be at the finish line?
So we are expecting a lot more awards before the end of the fiscal year, and some large agencies are making great progress. DoD, for example, has made tremendous progress in awarding a lot of their task orders out to various vendors. We're making great progress. There are still some agencies we're working with, helping them to move along, but in the most part, most of the solicitations are out or will be out very soon.
And before we let you go, maybe just discuss, we've been talking about the networking, but with networking, the purpose is to carry data and applications. So it seems like management of those in the futures of applications and data should be part of the total modernization package. What are your thoughts on how agencies should consider that as they look at their networks?
Agencies really need to understand the data flows and the interconnections of the system that data is dependent on, that is necessary for those systems to process that data. This allows agencies to able to scale to future capabilities such as internet-based networking built around a zero trust architect. You need to really understand how the data interacts with the various systems within your enterprise and what they need to be in the future state. That will help you to do your plan and now for that future state capability.
And by the way, you've mentioned your previous agency a number of times. Can you tell us what it is?
Department of Education. I was there as the director of their IT services.
Got it.
And I spent 5 wonderful years there.
Yeah, so they're probably further along than a lot of other places, sounds like.
Yeah, I like to think that I had a part of it. They have an A+ on the Fortara scorecard, and I'm very proud of the agency achieving that.
Alan Hill is Acting Deputy Assistant Commissioner for Category Management at the General Services Administration. To hear this interview in its entirety, or download it or share it, visit federalnewsnetwork.com and click on Insights. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights. Digital transformation depends on infrastructure modernization. Sponsored by Swish Data and Riverbed Technologies.
Wake up with WTOP News on Alexa. Just say, Alexa, set an alarm for 7 a.m. to WTOP.
WTOP, Washington's top news, traffic and weather, on air on the WTOP app and
on Alexa.